Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 132 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for July 10th is determine one character skill you need to improve to be more successful. What is one strategy you can put into action every day for the next 7 days to grow your chosen character skill? Bonus, keep a log of your progress and reflect on the improvement you made after 7 days. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of growing character skills. The character skill I would like to improve in order to be more successful is the investment of my best energy. As we have discussed before, performance psychologist Jim Lehrer divides character skills into two categories: performance character skills, which are intrapersonal and deal with our ability to create, produce, and get things done, and moral character skills, which are interpersonal and deal with our relationship with other people. The character skill of investing our best energy is listed by Lehrer in the realm of performance character skills. This is important to me because I have a project that I'm working on that I have set a deadline to complete it by mid-August, but I also have other obligations in my life and a family I don't want to neglect, which is why I think best energy investment could also cross over and be included in the category of moral character skills as well. So if I want to have a chance to meet my deadline as well as keep my priorities and live by my principles, then I need to reverse engineer from my deadline and work backwards. I need to take into account any events on our calendar like our family vacation and my kids' sporting events and activities, and then I need a strategy to take the time I have left and figure out how I can invest my best energy toward my project, as well as toward the most important thing to me, my family. In his book, Deep Work, Cal Newport suggests mapping out what you're going to do throughout the entire day. He says you can get as detailed as possible, or you can do it in larger blocks of time, like half hours or hours. This may seem constricting, but it can actually be quite freeing. For example, if we have different tasks we want to get done, we may get overwhelmed at wondering how we will be able to get to all of them, and we may get paralyzed and actually not get any of them done. But if we have our time blocked off and we have a specific time to work on each task, it's much easier to say, okay, now's my time to work on task number one. I don't need to worry about whether task number four is going to get done because I have time blocked off for it later this afternoon. A couple things to remember is to give yourself plenty of cushion. Don't underestimate how long it's going to take to be able to complete a task. If you get done early, you can always move forward, or you can take an extra break. It's important to schedule breaks for physical movement or activity, eating, and other physical requirements that our bodies need in order to let our minds function at full capacity. It's also amazing how when we get stuck on the task we're working on, and we step away from it and go for a walk or some other activity, our mind often comes up with the solution that we need. And it's also important to be flexible. Yes, life is going to happen. Things are going to come up. But it's much easier to adjust when we have a schedule and we can move blocks of time around as necessary. And even if we only get 4 out of our 5 tasks done, that's much better than spending all our time worrying about how we will get everything done. Jumping back and forth from activity to activity and not getting any of our tasks completed. So to track how I do on my best energy investment, I will use 1 sheet of paper each day, and I'll make 2 columns on it. The column on the left, I will map out my schedule for the day with my blocks of time. And in the column on the right, I will record my activities and what I actually get accomplished. Each night, I will review my progress and make any adjustments to the new schedule for the next day. Will I be able to make my deadline? We will have to wait and see. but I'm going to use this strategy in order to focus on the process of investing my best energy toward my project and doing work that I know will be meaningful. So how about you? What is one character skill you need to improve to be more successful? What's one strategy you can put into action every day for the next 7 days to grow your chosen character skill? Can you keep a log of your progress and reflect on the improvement you made after 7 days? Thanks for joining us today on the 1% Leadership Podcast as we provide you with stories, tools, and resources to help you on your journey to learn, grow, and change so you can increase your impact as a teacher or coach by giving the young people you work with a better version of you every day.